welcome to another song title challenge where the question is, climbers, how would you write this one? In these little sort of bonus episodes that drop every other Friday, we have climbers, listeners of this podcast, send in their song titles. You send them to info@daredevilproduction.com. info@daredevilproduction.com. Production is singular. There is no S. I put them in a full. You have to put, by the way, STC or song title challenge in the subject line so that it gets in the right folder. If you don't, it won't. And then I go through, pick something I think might work with Brent and a guest that we have on the show. We spring the title on him. We try to cook up five or six different conceptual angles on how to write the lyrics. It's not a co-write in any way, shape, or form. It's just a fun, creative exercise. You, as the title owner, could send, you know, use all of what we say, use none of what we say. It's totally up to you. We do demand an invite to the number one party, and it'll also be a bonus if there's an open bar for Johnny. Okay. And he's like, yeah. And that's it. You want to add anything to that, Brent?
Yeah, this is just, it's infotainment. We want to inspire you to dig more deeply into your titles, that there might be the platinum is hidden under the gold. So keep digging for the platinum. And so that's what this is for. It's fun. It's fun for me because I get to hang out with buddies and flex the old muscles. But it's also hopefully not just entertaining for you, but also educational and inspiring to go, man, keep digging in. Maybe the good stuff is just that next idea away. So that's it.
Well, Brent, I got to hand it to you because today's guest is straight up, I don't care how you define the word, legendary, Hall of Famer. We got a heavy hitter. You want to introduce our guest?
Yes. So it's my pleasure to introduce today's guest. He is a, he was voted into the National Songwriters Hall of Fame in 2020, but thanks to COVID, got inducted in 2021. But they got it done like they're supposed to. They got it done. So, man, our guest today has written, and I've told him this because I've had the pleasure of writing with him, is that a lot of those songs is why I moved to town in the first place. Songs like If Tomorrow Never Comes, Ain't Going Down Till the Sun Comes Up, It's Midnight Cinderella, She's Gonna Make It, Somewhere Other Than a Night, the George Jones, Garth Brooks duet, Beer Run, B-E-E-R-R-U-N.
Man.
Also, Diamond Rio, That's What I Get for Loving You. I Can't Get Enough for Patti Loveless. Danny Yoki's CCM hit, My Best Days Are Ahead of Me. More and more and more. So, Kent Blazy, welcome to the climb.
Welcome.
I'm thrilled to be here. Yeah.
Kent, thank you for saying yes to our show. We super appreciate it, man. This is going to be fun.
Well, you know, anything that Brent asked for, I say yes. You, not so much. So,
well, we just met, but I grow on you. Like, you know, you'll warm up
like a wart.
Like exactly, like things that can be taken off if it's frozen off or
exactly
anyway, freeze dried off.
All right, so we have today's climber is Judy Blue is her name, and she sent in the song title. Save Me a Seat.
That sounds like a song title.
Save Me a Seat.
Oh, that's Jackie Blue.
What's that?
Yeah, but her name sounds like a song title. I think
right? Judy Blue? Yeah. Judy Blue Eyes?
Judy Blue Eyes.
So the song title, once again, Save Me a Seat. So my hot take on this is...
Save Me a Seat. Okay.
I don't think I've heard a song title like this before.
There may be a reason.
Yeah, it's always an option.
It's true. But I think... So Kent, in the past, when we've had... You know, we were just before we pressed record, we were talking about Tony Arata, and I often use like the dance as an example, as a song title in a hook book. You know, if you take away the lyrics, it's like, well, that's okay. You know, it's not some winning before you're spinning song title, but then Tony writes it and it's like, what the hell? It's iconic. It's amazing. And so sometimes the most mundane kind of titles can be turned into something really, really incredible. So.
Well, and the other thing on that one was the video that Garth did on that took it to a whole nother level, too.
Yeah,
and I think it helped people understand the song by the depth of the video and the depth of the song. So
that's a good point.
Yeah, it was very cool.
Yeah, that was a beautiful timing of when video was big and the right artist that had the vision for that and really spelled it out for all us Neanderthals back in Arkansas who otherwise would have been like, they were dancing, that guy and that girl, and they broke up.
That's right.
Now all of a sudden we're thinking about John Wayne and John F. Kennedy.
Yeah,
so good point. So things I like about the title, I like the alliteration, right? Save Me a Seat. So that's always a plus for song titles. I don't know what it's about yet, but... And so we talked about it before, but Kent, this is open to any genre, any style, any whatever. Really no boundaries here, because we don't know what Judy Blue writes. So
yeah, you know, the thing of it is, what hits me right off the bat, it could be, the title could be a gospel song, you know, like Save Me a Seat at the Table or something like that, or,
yeah,
or you know, Up There with Jesus or whatever. But it also could be a country song about a bar, you know, about, you know, gonna show up at a bar that night and, you know, I'm coming alone, so save me a seat somewhere or something like that.
Yeah.
But then it could be, you know, it could be a rap song too, or an R&B song, you know. It just, it can go many different ways.
Yeah. And that's part of the fun, is the seat where, you know, I mean,
yeah,
you know,
exactly.
The bro country thing is, I don't know, is it the, you know, in the pickup truck, save me a seat in the pickup. I like, you're talking about like in heaven's, you know, banquet feast or whatever, save me a seat, you know, preferably, you know, next to Jesus, or at least as long as I'm in the room, I'm okay. But maybe like next to Johnny Cash would be pretty cool.
I love that.
Or yeah, just whatever, just save me a seat. Just, I don't care. Or even, I don't care which one, just get me in there.
Yeah, as long as I'm sitting there, I don't care where it is.
Right.
Put me at the end of the table. That's fine.
You know? I'll eat scraps. It's good. I'll sit under the table.
So how about, what was the game? I always refer to this game when I talk about like 80s hair bands with the genre just ending. It was like, what's the game where everybody's walking around the seats and when they lift the needle up?
Oh, musical chairs?
Musical chairs.
Yeah.
So if you use that as a metaphor to, let's say, meeting, I think it'd be a great opportunity to like uplift a woman, right? And like you meet a girl in a bar, you're giving her the full court press, and maybe you have this amazing conversation or something, but she's involved with somebody else. And so she's not flirting. She's not doing anything disrespectful, or she's just enjoying conversation with her humility. Like, hey man, well, save me a seat. Like
if he ever walks away.
Yeah. If he ever pulls the needle up on the record, man, save me a seat, you know, something like that.
Yeah. There was a country hit a couple years ago about something. If he ever something, so I forget what.
Oh,
it
if
was.
He ever singles you up.
Yeah.
Yeah. If he ever singles you up.
Yeah.
Call me. Yeah. So a version of that would be cool. What else is there? Yeah. So what a seat where? So seat in heaven, seat. You mentioned the hip hop thing. Would that be like a, you know, like basically at the top of the charts, or in the, you know, in the halls of power, in the mansion or whatever that I'm going to own, all this stuff.
Yeah, you know, in my Rolls Royce, you know, or my Ferrari, save me a seat, you know, and
exactly.
And come and get me when you get it.
Yeah.
What kind of seat? That's another thing too. Like, what kind of seat are we talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and is it a male singing it or a female singing it? You know,
it's
like it takes on a different meaning if you got the girl saying, you know, save me a seat. Once you got a lot of money and you got a big car, you know, come get
it. Yeah,
and for hip hop, it could be save me your seat because they like big butts and they cannot lie.
Well, I know. I was thinking about like how to like yeah the seat of your pants.
Yeah,
how do you? How do you roll that into that?
I'd save you a seat, but it's too big.
Exactly. Yes. It's going to save me two seats. Or even, you know, we can add stuff to the thing like, you know, don't save me a seat because I'm going to be driving. You know, is there a way to like, don't, you know, I'm not along for the ride. Don't save me a seat. I'm going to drive.
Yeah. I like that.
You know, you think you're going to save me a seat like I'm just along for the ride, but, you know, don't save me a seat. I'm here to drive.
There you go. You got half of a verse already.
There we go. We're already there.
And what you put, after it too can be something huge. Like, what are the words you can drop after "save me a seat" that'll just be like, oh,
yeah, give me a seat.
That's just a big payoff.
Well, I was thinking, like, what if it's kind of the little bit of here's a quarter, call someone who cares, or if the phone doesn't ring, it's me. You know, save me a seat.
Right.
That I'm not going to go sit in, basically, like. You know, so you can miss me. You know, save me a seat.
There you go. I like that. Yeah,
that's right there. Save me a seat so you can miss me.
Yeah, it's almost like save me an empty seat that's going to stay empty because I won't be there. But I want you to think about me not being there.
Save me a seat. I'm not going to be there, but save me a seat just in case I change my mind.
Yeah. Save me a seat. So
see, I like that one, Kent.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of real too. Like right, like in the wake of a fresh kind of breakup where there's the pain was enough that you had to leave. But at the same time, you start thinking all the good stuff and your brain forgets the bad stuff and you start romanticizing in a Hollywood way about how it used to be and all this. And so it's like, yeah, so save me a seat. It'll be empty, but just in case.
Just in case.
Yeah,
right.
I remember how it used to be. So in case I change my mind, save me a seat.
Yeah. Ooh,
save me a seat.
That just happened.
Yeah.
That just happened.
And it could be.
That sounds like a girl song right there, you know.
Oh, yeah. And also, like, you know, don't save me a seat. Like, kind of like if you dump me, whatever, don't save me a seat because, you know, I'll be somewhere else. Like, don't save me a seat because I'm not coming back. Could be a thing,
yeah,
too.
It's like you had your chance. You can call me up. You can say you got a seat for me, but that don't mean I'm going to show up, you know.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
What if it's, you know, you see the girl at the bar or whatever, and there's happens to be an empty seat next to her, and you're like, oh, so you saved me a seat. Thanks. You know, there's a way you have to twist that wording a little bit, but.
Oh, that's perfect. It's so coffee, it's like a pickup line.
It's a pickup line. Like,
it's the perfect pickup line.
Good. I was hoping you'd save me a seat.
Well, it's like the chair.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, it's like that. You could start it off. Hey, thanks for saving me this seat.
Yeah.
And he doesn't know her from anybody, you know, but right. I'm glad you knew.
Oh, that's it. There's the first verse. That's beautiful. There's the first verse. It starts with, hey, thanks for saving me a seat.
Yeah.
And you sit down and start to have this conversation. And maybe the first verse, the way you spell it out, it feels, it's kind of like a reveal,
like
a sixth sense or a sixth sense moment where you think that this guy's talking to somebody that he knows by what he's saying. And then in the chorus, you drop the bomb like it's a pickup line. Like she's eating it up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how you'd illustrate that lyrically, but that could be, that would be a really interesting concept. That's clever.
Yeah. It's like, oh, you know, thanks for saving me a seat. I'm sorry about being late. I got here as fast as I could. You know, I've been looking forward to getting to know you better. You know, I'm like, what? I don't know you. Not yet.
But you will. But you saved me a seat, you know.
Yeah, come on. What do you say?
It was meant to be. You saved me a seat, you know.
Exactly, yeah. So that's
fine. Or, yeah, I don't know if it was meant to be or if you saved me a seat, or I don't know if you saved me a seat or if it was meant to be, but you're going to like me. You're going to get to know me.
What if that thing, and this is more of a storytelling thing, too, of like these two people that ended up on a plane next to each other. Or on any sort of whatever, you know, in a movie theater, some concert, whatever. They end up next to each other. They don't know each other, but that, you know, sparks a romance. And it's like, man, thank God, God decided to save me a seat next to you. Like, that was my spot. I was supposed to be next to you at that place. Or you're supposed to be next to me at that place when we met. Totally happenstance, but you're putting that kind of divine, like this was meant to be, kind of polish on it of, you know.
Yeah, right place, right time, you know.
Exactly.
You save me. Thank you for saving a seat, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that. What if it's at a bar and he walks up
you
to
you? Keep going back to bars. You worry me about that.
He does. He definitely keeps going back to bars.
It's. I'm thirsty, Ken. I'm thirsty right now.
Bars.
Okay, so what if he goes up to, like, I might have gone off the rails on this one, but what if he goes up to, like, you know, say hi to a girl and she's saving the seat for somebody else?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so it's like, maybe don't save me a seat, but it's in that spin, right? But he never shows up. Like, she gets shined or something happens. Life gets in the way of that guy, doesn't show up. And so the seat was saved for somebody else. I don't know if.
It's kind of like, she's sitting there at the table for two by herself. And you can tell she's checking her phone like the guy hadn't shown up.
Yeah.
And so.
If he doesn't show up, save me a seat.
Yes, exactly. It's like, oh, thanks for, you know. Almost, I mean, that could play into the other thing. Thanks.
No, there's the storyline, Brent. That's brilliant. Like, he's just watching her fiddle, and obviously she's being stood up, and she's feeling, you know, bad about herself and all that stuff that happens. And so he kind of breaks the ice and breaks her out of that really horrible sort of self-loathing moment that we all have when you get stood up. And it's just like, hey, I noticed you saved me a seat. You know, thanks. And he just sort of pretends. Like, he's supposed to be the date. You know what I mean?
Like, he's like, oh, you look vulnerable and feeling at a low ebb.
Yeah.
It's time for me to strike. Maybe not say that part out loud.
But he comes in and uplifts her and makes her laugh, you know?
Well, yeah. Were you saving the seat for me? You know, and you can tell she's waiting for somebody else. But hey. It's that time you walk in when they're so vulnerable that I bet Johnny's so good at.
Yeah. Exactly.
We're hitting it off, Kent. I love this.
What about these are kind of falling out of fashion, but we don't worry about that on this part, is like the three-act play. you know, it's a mix of how can I help you say goodbye and love me, you know, from Colin Ray and Patti Loveless, that, you know, like grandpa would always, or, you know, save me a seat whenever the whole family got together, grandpa, you know, he'd save me a seat.
Like a colloquialism.
He'd, you know, just paid attention to me and it made me feel special. He'd save me a seat at the, you know, family get togethers, Sunday dinners and stuff. He always let me sit by him. I always thought that was cool.
Yeah.
And, or on the porch, you know, he'd save me a seat, da da da. And then of course, hope, you know, I just bet somewhere up in heaven right now, you know, he's saving me a seat.
And you know, if it was a granddad singing it or something, you know, it could even be, you know, someday I might not be here, but save me a seat anyway in my memory, you know, it's like,
oh yeah.
One less person at the table, you know.
Oh yeah. See, okay, so that's not necessarily
that's a heartbreaker right there.
Yeah, I like that. That might be the winner because it's not necessarily a 3-act play, but maybe 3 different meanings of save me a seat, which kind of are linked together, you know?
Right.
Something was what grandpa used to say, and then like it was just a word of a thing, a expression of affection or something that somebody had in the family, you know? And then it means something else in the end, or I'll save you a seat or something like that.
Maybe it's something grandpa said because, you know, everybody rushes in to eat on Thanksgiving or whatever, and he's telling the little kid, hey, save me a seat, you know, next to you. And then it progresses on then he's gone. But the last, you know, we told him, hey, save me a seat at the table, even when I'm gone. And I'll be up there with Jesus at his table.
Right.
Yeah, I like that because then it's told from the same point of view. It could be current and it's not the 3-act play sort of structure, but it's thinking back and thinking now. And
yeah, there are ways to kind of, as you present those, to present them in a more current way where it's all kind of in the moment, but it still has all the heart of those 3-act plays without the timeline, the linear storytelling. So I think that could be cool.
What about if it's your sort of, what do they say? Like your bestie is like a ride or die thing. And so what if it's a description of all the different kinds of seats? Like it doesn't matter what we're doing as long as I'm with you kind of a thing, you know?
Yeah.
You were riding shoddy. We're in this seat. We're in that seat. We're in the hot seat. We're in the, all the different, you know, the box seats, we're in the nosebleed. I don't care as long as I'm with you.
Save me a seat.
Just save me a seat. Yeah.
Like, that's cool. Yeah.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah. Like I'm in it for whatever life kind of holds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Save me a seat. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. I like that. He's a genius.
There we go. How about save me a seat in them pants?
Yeah.
Save me a seat in them jeans. No. I don't even know what that means exactly, but I like it. The hot seat, the box seat.
Hold on, I like that though. Let's think about that.
I know, save me a seat in them jeans. What is that? Not even sure what that means.
I'm thinking about it though.
I know. There's something interesting.
Yeah, that's what I was. I'm just like, I'm thinking about that. Yeah.
I know, huh?
Save me a seat in them jeans.
Yeah.
Well, if somebody says that, you're going to be thinking about it, you know.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't know.
I see. So, what other kind of seats are there? There's seats on a board. There's seats on congressional seats. What other kind of seats are there?
Yeah, like you said, box seats, hot seats, shotgun. Save me a seat behind the wheel. You know, that kind of thing. Like I want to drive. A seat
at the table. A seat at the game.
Mm-hmm.
Nosebleed seats, front row seats, front row.
Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, if an artist did this, then you do a whole, you know, marketing campaign around save me a seat and you give away, you know, a seat at your show.
Chairs.
You know, for the...
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, of course.
I love that.
It's the save me a seat. Awesome. And this
You save me a seat?
Yeah.
Like, if we did this or if we did that, would you still save me a seat? You know?
Yeah. Oh, it's a little bit of that. Would you lay with me in a field of stone? You know, almost like sentimentality. Would you save me a seat? You know, if you could go anywhere in the world, would you save me a seat on that plane with you or at dinner at your parents or on the porch next to you? Would you save me a seat?
Okay. How about this? So here's a little bit more real world thing. Like Janelle is my girlfriend, Kent, and we're always I used to be an artist back in the day, used to be in a hair band, and she'd always jokes. We never would have dated because you had long hair and I just would never date. And I would always disagree. I'm like, no, 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 you don't understand. It's the chemistry thing. Like you would have seen me and just it would have been against everything that you thought in your head, but you still would have come over and said hello. And
we would have ended up dating. I kind of feel that way right now.
I love you too, man. I really love that. But you know, something like that, would you save me a seat if it was like this, or if I was that, or if I was, you know,
It
matter what I did as a job? Would it matter what I look like? Would it matter what, and you just sort of maybe speak about more affirmative, like you'd still save me a seat. Maybe it's
so you had long hair, you were in a heavy metal kind of band, right?
Yeah.
It could be, she says, I've never dated anybody with long hair, you know, and I really don't want to. And you say, well, save me a seat in the barber's chair, you know, I'll cold cut it for you.
Yeah.
Oh, see, that's good. So that's great.
Yeah.
So then it could be like, oh, see, I would cut my hair for you, or save me a seat
for you. Yeah.
If my teeth are bad, save me a seat in the dental office, because I'll go in and get fixed. Like, you know, whatever you want me to be, I want to be that for you. It's just like total expression of love. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's make an appointment with your hairdresser to cut my long hair. So, you know, save me a seat.
Yeah.
I'll show up, you know?
Give me a perm.
That's right.
And I wonder if it's almost like a engagement story or like a proposal. Like, you know, would you save me a seat on that flight to Hawaii for the honeymoon? Will you save me a seat on the rocking, you know, that next rocking chair over on the front porch for the next 50 years? Would you save me a seat at, you know, something like
that's
that.
Good.
I guess the easier way to flip it would, like, I'll save you a seat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's not the title we're working with. But I think it'd be a little easier. Like, I want to save you a seat, or I'll save you a seat for all the rest of my life kind of thing.
But I like the way you said that initially, Brent, because it's like, would you save me a seat? It's like a proposal.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Will you marry me? You know,
will you marry me? Right.
Oh, I love that.
But it also could be like Brent was saying at the very beginning, where a guy walks into the bar and there's an empty seat next to a pretty girl. And he says, oh, you know, were you saving that for me? And then it goes on to, you know, they get something going and, you know, will you save me a seat here on the plane? And, you know, the rocking chair, it could be, you know, thanks for saving me this seat. You know, we can do this anywhere.
Oh, I love that. Also, I like how you're coming around to the bar thing, Kent. I know that you and me,
you're an inspiration.
We're from the mothership.
Yeah.
No, that's great though. I like how you twist up the meaning of save me a seat. That's fantastic.
Yeah, that's cool.
We got a lot of good looks at this.
I got one more. It's coming back to the gospel thing, like kind of where Kent started, is like, what was that song of like, save me a seat on that glory train?
There you go. Yeah.
You know, kind of thing, like, oh, Southern gospel, save me a seat on that glory train. I'm heaven bound. I'm claiming, you know, Jesus' name, and I've da-da-da, save me a seat on that, you know, and each verse could be like, save me a seat at that banquet table up in heaven, save me a seat. Like basically saying, I'm calling it out. I'm saved. Save me a seat.
Yeah.
And maybe it's like, now that I'm saved, save me a seat. You know, Lord, hallelujah. Oh. I'm saved. Save me a seat.
Oh,
save me a seat on that glory train. I'm ready to ride, you know,
exactly.
That just happened.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Now that I'm saved, save me a seat.
Yes. Hallelujah. I'm saved. Save me a seat.
I love that. Oh, okay. Okay. So same. I'm just going to take this over to the secular world and just bastardize the whole thing. But
Highway to Hell.
What if it's no, what if it's this actually happened to me. This actually happened to me. I was bartending in Nashville in the mid 90s. And one of the cocktail waitresses was just totally getting hit on by this one guy, and he just wasn't taking no for an answer. It kind of wasn't letting her go, and she was having a hard time with it. He wasn't being disrespectful or anything, but she had, you know, clearly wasn't interested. And she had just started working there. I didn't know her very well, but I just sort of walked over to the end of the bar right where they were having this conversation. I was like, hey, hon, did you pay the electric bill today? You know what I mean? Just to save her the thing. And so there, something like that. Now that I've saved, now that you saved me, will you save me a seat? Right. Or something like that, where you can have a clever little sort of intro that's colorful and maybe cinematographic introduction, but then they kind of fall in love.
Yeah. Like he's going, hey, honey, I saved your seat down here so she can get away from that guy.
Yeah.
Which kind
of leads me to think.
He gives her an out. So she didn't have to be, you know, he's a customer, right? Like she's trying to be polite and he's overstepping the boundary.
Right.
And so you can kind of put an end to that. And then, you know, they end up dating and fall in love or whatever.
Yeah. It makes me think like, you know, you saved me when you saved me a seat, which is messing with the title a little bit, make it saved. But, you know, you really saved me when you saved me a seat. That can mean so many things.
Yeah.
Oh, look at this. We're 26 minutes in and we got like 15 looks at it. That was this awesome.
So does she have an idea where she wanted it to go, or do we not get to hear that?
We have no idea.
We don't get to hear that. I mean, sometimes they send it in, but honestly, it's not about that. It's about finding all the different ways to go. And if maybe we hit on one of those ways that the title owner liked to begin with, and we set them off there, or maybe they're like, oh, I didn't think about it that way. I like this idea better, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, all I'm saying is when she has a number one song, she better save me a seat.
That's
hey.
And there we go, ladies and gentlemen. Kemp Lazy, thank you so much for saying yes.
What's fun. Thank you, guys. Thanks, man. Let's do it again.
Oh, heck yeah.
Let's do it. I love it. Dude, you're fun to play in the sandbox with.
Same here. You know?
All right. Well, that brings us to the end of another killer song title challenge. Make sure that you send your song titles in, as many as you want, but only send in one, you know, like don't send me in duplicates is all I'm saying. Send them to info@daredevilproduction.com, put STC or song title challenge in the subject line, and maybe you can get a monster songwriter like Kent Blazy to help you flesh out some ideas with us mere mortals, Kent, Brent, and myself. So Kent Blazy, once again, thank you so much. This podcast exists because we want you to win.
Thank
so
you
keep
guys.
On climbing.
And we'll see you at the top.
All right.
Hey, thanks so much.
You got it. Bye-bye.